New attacks across Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. As Fox's Matt Finn reports from western Ukraine.
Russia launched a fresh and widespread wave of attacks across this country. Explosions were heard in Kyiv and outside of Kyiv to the west, along the border of Belarus to the north, and the city of Odessa in the south.
The attacks, even as United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres was in Kyiv to meet with President Zelensky.
There is no way a war can be acceptable in the 21st century. Look at that.
Secretary Guterres said the UN didn't do enough to prevent the Russian invasion. President Biden now asking Congress to approve a $33 billion aid package for Ukraine. The White House downplaying Thursday's report on the economy. The gross domestic product fell 1.4% in the first quarter. Economists had predicted slight growth in the economy. President Biden blaming COVID-19, even though the GDP's drop was the first since the start of the pandemic. During a congressional hearing Thursday, more calls from Republicans for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign over his handling of the southern border. Colorado Congressman Ken Buck.
My constituents want you impeached because they believe you've committed treason. They believe you're a traitor.
Mayorkas called that request offensive and defended the administration's border policies. The premier of the British Virgin Islands has been arrested in Florida in what the feds say was a drug smuggling operation.
Premier Andrew Alturo Foy was arrested at Miami Opa-locka Executive Airport. The U.S. DEA charging him with conspiracy to import cocaine and launder money. Foy and another British VI official were at the airport to meet up with who they thought were Mexican drug traffickers. According to court documents, they were led to believe they were going to see a shipment of $700,000 in exchange for helping smuggle cocaine from Colombia to the U.S.
Fox's Jill Nadeau, America, is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The space agency says it was a space rock that streaked across the skies in several southern states this week.
Fireball and hearing a series of loud booms in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. The bright meteor tore across the sky early Wednesday. At its peak, the fireball was more than 10 times brighter than the full moon. NASA says it was moving at 55,000 miles per hour and ultimately disintegrated 34 miles above a swampy area of Louisiana. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A new lawsuit is accusing the Army of violating veterans' rights and its own regulations by refusing to give soldiers with alcohol and drug problems honorable discharges that would allow them to qualify for federal benefits. Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt expected to sign a bill passed by Oklahoma state lawmakers that would ban most abortions in the state after 6 weeks gestation. The autopsy is in on the 10-year-old girl murdered in rural Wisconsin over the weekend.
The Chippewa County coroner confirmed Lily Peters' death was a homicide, and the 10-year-old died of strangulation and blunt force trauma. Her body was found Monday on a trail after her father had called to report her missing following a visit to her aunt's house. Tuesday, a 14-year-old suspect was arrested. Police Chief Matthew Kelm wouldn't release any details about him, but told Fox anchor Martha McCallum.
This was not just a stranger, that there was knowledge between the two, that they knew each other, and that provided the community with a sense of relief.
Prosecutors have charged the teenage boy as an adult. They said he planned to kill Peters, that he hit her and strangled her before sexually assaulting her. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A new government watchdog report finds that while most Americans are eligible to file their taxes for free, most don't. The Government Accountability Office finds only 3% of taxpayers actually use the IRS free filing service. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.